Today is the 15th of October. Welcome back to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to be with you here on this beautiful, beautiful day. It has been a long time since I have put out a podcast, and it has been a trying time for my family and I, but God has been so good, and I am so happy to be back recording Heart of Worship. I don't think you guys understand how much I have missed this and how I've just been needing to just be in the headspace to be able to do it. But we're back. And with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off last time. And our verse of the day comes from Romans 12, verse 2. And it says this: "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Oh Lord, please guard our souls from pride, our hearts from callousness, and our minds from too much focus on unimportant things and not enough on your things. Teach us in our heart what it means to be about our Father's business, especially in the world of our thoughts. In the name of Jesus, our greatest example of one who knew and lived your will, this we pray in your precious name. Amen. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. It's a Monday, so what we usually do here on a Monday is we use our Mondays to thank God for the week past and the week ahead. And that's exactly what I want us to do today. Because I am grateful for so many things. I am grateful for the fact that I am back recording. I am grateful for the fact that, you know, even though my family moved in this period of time that I was off, that God was really with us, financially, mentally, and emotionally, because it was a lot. I'm grateful for the food on our table, and I'm grateful for the strength that He has given to make everything possible. I promise you, there were days where I felt like I wanted to break down, and there were days where I was like, God, what is this? What is going on? I don't recognize this. I don't understand this. I don't know what this is. So, Lord, can you just help me out and tell me what it is? But throughout everything, He consistently reminded me how much He loved me and how much He loved my family. And so this week, as much as we are thanking God today, I want us to focus on His love. Because I promise you, without feeling the love of God, I do not know if I would have returned to this. Like, when I tell you everything was up in the air, I'm talking about the call in February. I'm talking about the album that's meant to come out. I'm talking about everything. And then someone reminded me that when the devil attacks something, it means that it's going to be great. It means you're onto something great. I don't want this to just be great. I want His glory to be all around it because I know what I am coming out of. And I know what I have been through at least the third quarter of this year. And so wherever you are right now, however you are listening to this, will you begin to lift up your voice and thank God? Thank Him for His grace. Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him for His kindness. Thank Him for His love. Thank Him because He is God. Thank Him because He is God. Thank Him because He is God. He is God. 1 Peter 4 verse 8 says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. And you know, there is nothing that God has written in His word that He hasn't already demonstrated. There is nothing in His word that He hasn't already done. Or He hasn't already been the example of. I'm so overwhelmed to have picked up this mic and been here with you today, leading you through worship. Him. You don't have to physically bow down, but I want you to bow your heart before Him today. As you begin to thank Him, I want you to bow your mind. I want you to bow your soul. I want you to begin to learn to do that.
Consuming fire, sweet perfume, Your awesome presence, let it fill this room. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, Your awesome presence, fill my this is holy ground. This is holy ground. Oh, this is holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy. This is holy ground. It is. So come and bow. Bow down. Yeah, Jesus.
Jesus. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. John 15:13. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you.
Consuming fire, sweet perfume, your awesome presence fill my life. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, your awesome presence, let it fill. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, your awesome presence, let it fill my life. This is holy ground. Where I'm standing right now is holy ground. So I take off my shoes and I stand on holy ground. Take away my pride so that I can stand on holy ground. Yeah. So I come to bow. Bow down. I bow down before you, God. In a humble adoration, I bow before your throne. Yeah. Oh Lord, I humble myself and I bow before you, God. I bow before your throne, I bow at your feet, my King. Yeah. I wanna drink from you, I wanna drink from you. Fill me up, fill me up, oh, oh God. Yeah. This is it, this is it, this is it. Yeah. On holy ground, and I know that there.
And so, Heavenly Father, more and more we come to understand what the Lord Jesus meant when he said that he is one with the Father, and prayed that his disciples may be one. we see that love is a precious union of heart and a sweet communion of spirit. And just as the Father and Son emanate the same powerful love, so we too are to have the same beautiful love developing in us by the power of the Spirit. Lord, we pray that the body of Christ may become united as one and abound in unity of the Spirit more and more in love, not compromising truth, but showing a genuine concern for one another. We pray that individually and collectively we may live godly lives in Christ Jesus and seek to encourage and edify one another, seeking to be of the same mind and having the same godly love for each other. We pray that we may be united in spirit and in purpose, and that we do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but rather with humility of mind, regard the needs of others as more important than our own. This we ask in your name, who died for us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. It is so good to be back, and thank you for joining me today as we worship God. And we are going to be here all week. We are going to be here till the end of the year. We are going to be here till the 1st of February. I've said, God, do not take me out like you did. Not even like you did. Do not allow myself to be taken out like I was for the past few weeks. But with all that said, we're on all the social media websites. So our Heart of Worship is on Facebook. If you want to follow me personally, I'm on JC May at JC May Music, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find me at JC May or JC May Music. That's what I was meant to say. But the biggest thing that is happening is the call on the 1st of February. Now, tickets are currently on pause because the early bird tickets are done, completed. And now we are going into the hard phase of where we are now going to be selling tickets for full price. However, I do have a a webinar series for the next 4 weeks talking about worship, and the first one is taking place on the 22nd of October, and it's the 7 reasons why we worship. I would love for you to join me on that. Now, the details will be out by the end of today. I was hoping it would be out yesterday on Sunday, but the company that I registered with haven't released the event details yet, so as soon as they do, I will let you guys know. But guys, thank you so much for being patient. Please keep me in your prayers. Please keep my family in your prayers. As we journey to the end of the year, I want us to end strong with our worship. And so, with all that said, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, until tomorrow, I love you. Stay blessed.